Attention wrestling fans, if you're ready to get pumped up for some great Saturday morning wrestling action, then look no further, because you're in the right place. Join all your favorite wrestlers with Dustin Five Star and Memphis Wrestling each and every Friday night at 11 p.m. And if you're not able to watch it on Friday night, you can watch the rerun version on Saturday mornings at 11 a.m. only on Action News 5 Plus. Be there. We are Memphis Wrestling.
So many choices on Booking.com. There are so many Tina Fey's I could be.
So I hired body doubles.
30,000 followers, Tina, and a boutique hotel.
For 30,000 steps, Tina, at a mountain cabin.
Ooh. Booking.com, Booking.yeah.
Wrestling fans, I said, are you ready? Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the Memphis Wrestling Stars of tomorrow. It is bell time!
Motivated by greatness, see, I was born to make it. I get it even, I train to win to spark my elevation. This dream of mine is tunnel my ambitions and channel them to a vision that's gonna line my name amongst the legends. This is more than a passion. See, this scene is my purpose. The pumps are taking this road, I grab this muscle, my impatience. They try to tell me wait my turn because they refuse to see my time is now. But I'm the future of this industry. It's too late to stop me now. See, I bled, sweat, and prayed for this moment. Now I'm taking it. I'm putting in work to rise to the occasion. Ain't no faking it. I hustle because people believe in me. They can see the bigger picture. I'm focused like on the vision. Ain't no
stopping. Hello, everybody, and welcome to a very, very special edition of Memphis Wrestling. It's the Memphis Wrestling Stars of Tomorrow. I am Dustin Starr alongside Terrence Ward, Mancast colleague. Yes, welcome to the guest.
I'm here, finally.
We have a excellent show here for you today. You're going to see the Stars of Tomorrow that's been training 6 months, 1 year, sometimes longer. We're going to see them in action for the first time right here today.
I'm really excited, Dustin. These guys and gals have been busting their tails here at the Memphis Wrestling Wrestle Center, and today they're going to step through those ropes for the first time and show you just all they've learned.
And we're not going to waste any time. Up first is Women's Division Action.
And I train at the Wrestle Center. I've been training since February. It's crazy. Everybody, all my friends know that I want to wrestle. So when they saw me as a backstage reporter, they were like, when are you getting the ring? Are you going to wrestle? Whoa! Now today is the day for me to wrestle and show everybody what I'm made of. I remember the first time I saw Nick, I was like, wow, I've got to be this girl's friend. Her and I talked a little bit, and we kept talking and talking and talking. We became close friends, but today she's going to be my opponent. And MKZ, always just the 1-2-3. I'm sorry. I hope we can be friends after this. But Nick, I'm coming for you, girl. This is my moment for life. Win, lose, draw. I hope we can be friends after this. I'm going to stick my hand out, and I hope you shake it. I love you, girl.
Mackenzie Morgan, we've seen her plenty of times throughout the last several months here on Memphis Wrestling as a backstage correspondent and interviewer, all the while training to be a professional wrestler, sports entertainer, right here at the Wrestle Center. And the first time ever, we're going to see her in action.
Oh, this is going to be incredible, Dustin. She has fired up the Wrestle Center. It's loud. Mackenzie Morgan is going to put her foot down in this ring and make an impact here today.
And introducing next, her opponent, she is the goddess of the night, Nyx. Nyx is no stranger to Memphis Wrestling, that is for sure. We've seen her in action. Now, this is an interesting matchup here, Terrence. Not only is it Mackenzie Morgan's very first match
but also she's friends with Nyx.
Yeah, Nyx has been a contender here lately. Somebody to watch out for in the women's division for the Memphis Wrestling Women's Championship. She's had her opportunities. She's no stranger to the squared circle here in Memphis Wrestling. So Mackenzie's going to have to keep that in mind when she attempts to gain an upper hold in this match if she can.
Well, Mackenzie Morgan, we heard her earlier. She said that Nyx was her favorite wrestler. They are friends, so I don't expect to see any shortcuts or anything like that. We're going to see some good old-fashioned, clean, one-on-one competition here for the women's division, and we start with a collar and elbow tie-up in the center of the ring. And I can't tell you, Mackenzie Morgan has waited her entire life for this opportunity right here.
She has, and you can tell by her energy, even during the backstage interviews and during some of the social media content that she's been posting on Facebook and TikTok and Instagram. She's been ready for this for quite a while, and she's certainly got a personality that is not to be messed with.
We've got a wrestling action here. From a hammerlock to a standing side headlock, Nyx, as you said, is a contender in contention for a championship match, if you ask me. Go, shoots her off. Oh, look at that. Big vertical lead from Mackenzie Morgan, followed by a hip toss, and she's fired up, Terrence.
She is not letting Nyx gain an upper hand here, and she's doing but look at the sportsmanship, though.
A second here.
Signature from the Wrestle Center, all about sportsmanship.
It is. It's all about sportsmanship, but once that bell rings, you cannot shake your opponent's hand and expect any kind of forgiveness here, as Nyx returns the favor with a hip toss of her own, and that might be a learning experience right there for Mackenzie Morgan.
Nyx is even, she's pulling the same stunt with Mackenzie.
Now let's see if the favor is returned. Look at Mackenzie's face. Hey, there we go.
There's the receipt.
Didn't take long for Mackenzie Morgan to figure out how this thing works. Women's division action has been absolutely on fire. Of course, our women's champion is Cassandra Golden. You know that she's watching this from somewhere.
Oh, she's got her eye on this match, not just because Nyx is in there, as I've mentioned before, but Mackenzie herself, she wouldn't be in the squared circle if she wasn't ready. Speaking of which,
belly to belly suplex. That might be it, Terrence.
Beautiful.
One, two. Near fall in the opening minutes.
So close for that cover. Mackenzie can't believe it was only a two count.
Bailey from the WWE is Mackenzie Morgan's favorite wrestler. When Bailey returned recently, Mackenzie Morgan cried. Okay, so this is serious. And now here they are in a slugfest. Back and forth.
Exchanging forearms. And Nyx, I got to say, she, as you mentioned before, she knows Cassandra Golden is watching. Oh, there's a kick.
Nice counter there.
Oh!
Oh, and drop. Down goes Mackenzie Morgan. And Nyx is feeling the effects of that as well.
Both ladies are down. They're going to have, one of them's going to have to get on their feet here. Nyx, I'm her. I'm getting that cover. I'm getting that pin and putting this match to bed.
You'd think that the first person to reach their feet would get the advantage. And fans, we're going to find out as soon as we return. The action continues.
Thank you to our tag team partners who helped raise money for Ingomar Baseball, HomeServe LLC, Southern Pipe and Supply, Swords Construction, T&M Electrical LLC, Custom Transport, Southern Sun and Construction, American Business Solutions, Galvez Painting LLC, Sequel Electrical Supply, DC Service in Tiretown, and New Albany Sign Company.
You're helping her study for a geography test.
When a burger with steak, butter, and bacon sounds like the best, she's about to find out you can't read a map. Hey, Sonic Steak, Butter, Bacon, Cheeseburger.
Sonic,
is your roof suffering from wind and storm damage? Call Anthony, your insurance specialist at Southern Roofing and Renovations. He'll do the fighting for you. 901-672-1292.
We aren't just here to see patients.
We're here to help people walk out our doors, whether it's life-saving trauma care, advancing oncology treatment, or helping patients reclaim their independence. We're always here for you. Regional One Health, specializing in tomorrows.
Our next free watch party at Dave & Buster's is AEW Full Gear. Join us Saturday, November 19th. It's free to watch. That's Dave & Buster's Memphis. Comics, comics, kapow comics! It's the place for comic books, retro games, classic memorabilia, and more. Kapow Comics, 501-834-5769. Sunday, November 13th is our next live TV taping. Reserve your seat at championshipwrestlingmemphis.com.
Welcome back to Memphis Wrestling. The action has been hot and ferocious during the commercial break with Nick's in control.
Look at McKenzie's. McKenzie's trying to grab that rope, trying to get back on her feet. Nick should have stayed on top of her, though.
And still to come in today's program, Coach Derek King will be here. The Hot Shots are here in action. And we have an internet championship match in our main event. I'll tell you how that all came about. But say Washington is in action here today. Oh my goodness, what a DDT that was. One, two, and that's it.
Here is your winner, Nix.
What a valiant effort and fight out of Mackenzie Morgan as we take a look back at the action on Instant Replay, brought to you by Kapow Comics in Sherwood, Arkansas. Check them out, Kapow Comics. Back to the action inside the squared circle. Looks like we're going to see some more sportsmanship here.
Yeah, and Mackenzie should be so proud, even though she takes home a loss today. Very important first match. Very important embrace. Look at this.
Embrace, yes.
Gotta love it.
Sportsmanship, sportswomanship, whatever you want to call it. Mackenzie Morgan has arrived and took Nyx all the way to her limit. And fans, coming up next is Derek the King.
Oh, hey. I'm your celebrity spokesperson for Zine, the new way to stream local news, sports, and events from all over the country. But
ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Memphis Wrestling. Welcome back to Ringside. And joining me at this time, he's not only the king of Memphis Wrestling, but he's a coach here at the Wrestle Center. Ladies and gentlemen, give a big round of applause to Derek the King! Ladies and gentlemen, one of the coaches here at the Wrestle Center since day one. They love you, Derek. Been here since day one, and you've had an opportunity to not only work with, but personally help train each and every member of the Stars of Tomorrow, and that culminates right here on our two-week blockbuster spectacular. Derek King, what's it mean to you?
It means a lot to me because, you know, Dustin, you know, we've traveled the world together. I mean, to see these young women and men do what they want to do in the wrestling business, it's the greatest thing I've ever seen. I mean, we just saw right here. I mean, this young lady, she did everything she could. And look, I can't be more proud than everybody else here. I am excited to be here. I'm excited to be a part of it. Excited to be a coach.
Coach Derek King, who would have ever thought? Now, when you and I were coming up, we did not have a training facility like this. WrestleCenter901.com is where you can get all the information. But just tell us. Wait just a second, Derek. I believe we have an interruption. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Big John Dalton. Big John Dalton not only interrupting here today, but he said, hold on just a second, Derek.
He needs to talk to his people. And boy, oh boy, are they going crazy. Of course, we've seen Big John Dalton in the ring with the likes of Mike Anthony. Here with Buff Bagwell. I mean, the list goes on, but right here at the Stars of Tomorrow. Ladies and gentlemen, once again, interrupting, by the way, Big John Dalton. Big John Dalton, they love you here at the Wrestle Center.
And I love each and every one of you.
All right, Big John Dalton, we appreciate it. But what brings you out here today?
Well, I ain't been able to wrestle in a while. And my dad went to the Championship Wrestling Committee and had a waiver signed for me to wrestle.
Well, it definitely appears to be a waiver. Your mom and your dad have both signed it. So what does this mean, Big John Dalton?
Well, I feel like I'm ready to wrestle, and I want my first match to be against my coach, Derek, by God, greater than great Keith.
Derek? You know, a part of me really loves the spunk on this, but DK, you were just challenged by Big John Dalton.
You know, Mr. Dalton, if you will, I just watched you parade around here and you challenged me. Derek King, I mean, we've had these things happen before, but if you want to challenge me, I said, okay, I'm with it.
Oh, wait just a second, Derek. The challenge was accepted, and we will have that match. John Dalton, are you all right? But we're definitely not going to have it right here. Fans, we're running low on time. We're going to get this match signed. Derek the King versus Big John Dalton. But a slap to the face was unnecessary. Fans, stay with us.
I'm Alan Steele. I'm the head coach here at the Wrestle Center. And as the head coach, I'm proud to say that the future of Memphis wrestling is in very good hands. These young ladies and young men have put in hours upon hours, have shed all the blood, the sweat, and the tears. And I am a very, very proud Papa Bear at this moment, because seeing the hard work is really paying off, and see the bright futures of everybody here today, it just makes me so happy. It makes me have the smile that I can hardly remove from my face. All right. Now that the mushy stuff's out the way, just go ahead and put it out there like this. These aren't your average greenhorns. These are the stars of tomorrow. Some of them might not follow all the rules, because, you know, I get it. But you're going to see athleticism and pure talent, passion and desire and love for this wrestling business. So, ladies and gentlemen, I very proudly present to you, from the bottom of my heart, Memphis Wrestling's Stars of Tomorrow.
Dang it. Dang it.
That's a battle.
Thank you to our tag team partners who helped raise money for Ingomar Baseball, HomeServe LLC, Southern Pipe and Supply, Swords Construction, T&M Electrical LLC, Custom Transport, Southern Sun and Construction, American Business Solutions, Galvez Painting LLC, Sequel Electrical Supply, DC Service Tire Town, and New Albany Sign Company. Are you looking for a fun, interactive, action-packed way to raise money for your school fundraiser, special event, or nonprofit? Tag team with Memphis Wrestling. Call now at 901-729-6353.
Whoop that
Sunday, November 13th is our next live TV taping featuring the finals of the Memphis Trios Tournament. Reserve your seat right now at championshipwrestlingmemphis.com. Memphis Wrestling Fan of the Week is sponsored by Orion Federal Credit Union. Check out all the ways that Orion is redefining banking at orionfcu.com. Is your dream to become a professional wrestler or sports entertainer? Let's make that dream a reality. Train with the best at the Memphis Wrestling Wrestle Center. Enrolling now at WrestleCenter901.com.
You know, since we come to Memphis Wrestling, we have been ambushed by surprise opponents. We have been hustled by the LA Hustlers, and we've been cheated by incompetent referees. You know, men of our stature, fraternity men, Ivy Leaguers, I'm sorry, but we're used to a little bit more respect, a little more privilege than what we're seeing in Memphis Wrestling. Stars of Tomorrow. You know, I was backstage and I heard some of these rookies, some of these greenhorns saying, oh, we got to pay our dues, put in the work. That's not how the real world works, okay? We paid our dues with American Express. So tonight, we're going to find out whether you greenhorns have got it or not. But I tell you one thing. Ain't not one of you can hang with the hot shots. Am I right?
Welcome back to Memphis Wrestling, and joining me at this time, unfortunately, are the hot shots led by Coach Justin Klein. All right, guys, we heard from you just a few minutes ago, and it was as obnoxious as ever, but you're in competition here today. Singles action, Justin Klein.
Tell these uninformed people just who we are. I am Too Fine, Justin Klein, the alumnus of Kappa Alpha and the coach to the future of our fraternity. You're looking at the boss, Ethan Ross, the sauce, Brandon Savage, and the bully, Jason Dredd. Stars of Tomorrow, is that a joke? They'll be lucky if some of these even live to see tomorrow, because we got the stars of today in the house, baby.
Well, let's go ahead and get the action in the ring. You guys have your hands full today. Hot Shots in singles competition up next.
And introducing this, his opponent, Ray Collins!
Ray Collins is one of our Memphis Wrestling stars of tomorrow, but we've also seen him around town at the Memphis Wrestling On the Road shows, and also we've seen him right here on Memphis Wrestling in the past.
Absolutely. You know, Ray is going to be phenomenal here, because even though he's from the Wrestle Center, he was a trainee here, still continues to train here. Very physically in shape.
Absolutely. Look at the guy.
I can't agree more. Ray Collins going to probably take it to task here with Ethan Ross, but Ray's going to have to watch his back, because the hot shots are standing by.
You're not kidding. It's basically 4-on-1 here. That's what it's looking like to me with Justin Klein, Jason Dredd, the bully, and Brandon Savage at ringside. And of course, the boss, you said, Ethan Ross, is in the ring 1-on-1. With Ray Collins, and there's a lot of talking going on in there right now.
Well, speaking of talking, I don't know if you noticed at the desk, but did you see Jason Dredd's shirt making bullying cool again?
Oh,
are you serious?
There is no telling what we're going to see from the hot shots here today, or any day for that matter. But right now, we're seeing Ray Collins with an arm wringer making Ethan Ross scream for mercy.
Hey, starting off strong, that's the way to go. Keep your opponent on his toes. Take control.
To a hammerlock here. Ray Collins actually debuted in the Shark Boy Open Invitational Battle Royal, had a very strong showing. We've seen him in competition since then, and here we are, 2-week blockbuster spectacular Stars of Tomorrow. And Terrence, I just got word in my headset that it is signed, sealed, and will be delivered next week right here on Stars of Tomorrow on Memphis Wrestling. It's Derek the King versus Big John Dalton, Teacher versus student.
Oh, I know that hurt John so, big John Dalton so bad, getting slapped by Derek.
Wow.
What was that even about?
That's tough love is what that is. Just like this, this is a wet willy in the middle of the ring from Ethan Ross. Absolutely disgusting.
Ray Collins into the ropes. Can he come back?
Big drop kick from Ray Collins. Wrestle Center comes alive. Arm drag, hip toss, and look at the kid go.
Dustin, the crowd is phenomenal.
Big body slam in the center of the ring, followed by a leg drop. This might be it, Terrence.
Remnants of Hulk Hogan.
Just a one count, though. That shows the experience level of Ethan Ross. Whether we like him or not, it's going to take a little more than that to pin him. Big right hand.
Oh, come on.
And throws him to the floor. And Terrence, you know what's coming up next.
Oh, yeah. And here we go, just as we were talking about.
Needs to turn around and see this. Three other men on the floor beating the tar out of Ray Collins here.
Not a fair fight. This is not a fair fight.
Wasn't a fair fight from the very beginning when you have three on, well, one, two, three, four on one. Easy for me to say. Three on the floor, one in the ring. That's going to be hard to win for Ray Collins. Uh-oh.
Oh!
Big knife edge chop, and you could feel that one all the way to Beale Street.
Well, and it's not just painful, it's humiliating.
We're going to meet some of our other stars of tomorrow here in just a bit. Right now, we've got Ray Collins one-on-one with the boss, Ethan Ross. Big side slam and a leg drop of his own.
Returning that leg drop, there's the cover, too.
Very nonchalant cover. We do not teach that at the Wrestle Center. Had he pinned him and hooked a leg, he might have been a different story.
Oh, I know the conversations that would have taken place after this match had that actually been a trainee of the Wrestle Center. The coaches would not have been happy.
You mentioned coaches. We just met Derek King, one of the coaches here, and later on in the program, head coach at the Wrestle Center, first ever Memphis Heritage champion, Alan Steele, is here today and will join me for the main event. Meanwhile, Ray Collins knocks Ethan Ross on his keister.
All right, this is a pivotal moment, Dustin. You of all people know just how important it is for Ray to get this cover, get the pin while he has the opportunity. Could we see a trainee take home a victory?
And a kick out, and once again, had Ray Collins this time been able to hook that leg and really cinch it in, we might have had a victory there for the Stars of Tomorrow.
Ray Collins can't beat himself up too much here. He needs to get back on his feet, take control of the match.
Look at this. Ray Collins, big kick, and another right in the center of the ring. Calls to the people for a little support.
Uh-oh. Oh, wait a minute.
Schoolboy, two, kick out from Ray Collins.
Oh, God, that clothesline was personal.
Wow, nearly took his head off with that one. There's the cover.
Oh, man.
Two. Referee David Knight says two, but man, that was close.
Back-to-back kickouts. Wrestle Center staying behind Ray Collins.
Four on one in there, and Ray Collins holding his own.
Oh.
What a flying knee!
Shook the
lights. Wait a second, what is going on here?
Come on!
Oh, come on! Now the hot shots. All three, plus Ethan, four. Working over Ray Collins. That's going to be a disqualification, fans.
They couldn't win fairly, so now they have to take it out on Ray Collins.
I hate this, especially on a day like today, where it's so important for the Stars.
Wait, you hear that?
I hear it. Looks like we've got some music coming.
Who is this?
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, it's Adamus Vane, and he's coming to the ring. Vane falls on. What a kick! Adamus Vane! Please get Justin Klein. Please get Justin Klein.
Yes.
He better hightail it out of here. Adamus Vane has made his presence felt here at the Memphis Wrestling Stars of Tomorrow.
I hope that jacket wasn't expensive.
Vance,
Don't you dare go away. We're going to straighten things up, and we're going to meet four of our stars up tomorrow.
You're helping her study for a geography test.
When a burger with steak, butter, and bacon sounds like the best, she's about to find out you can't read a map. Hey, Sonic Steak Butter Bacon Cheeseburger.
Sonic. 96X is Envy. 96X is Alternative. 96X is Memphis. And this is the 96X Insult of the Week.
I hate you, Dustin. I hate the people at home. I hate that little Ray Ray. I hate Derek King.
Listen live anywhere in the world at 96xmemphis.com.
We aren't just here to see patients. We're here to help people walk out our doors, whether it's life-saving trauma care, advancing oncology treatment, or helping patients reclaim their independence. We're always here for you. Regional One Health, specializing in tomorrows.
Welcome back to Memphis Wrestling, Dustin Starr. And Terrence Ward, the stars of tomorrow, is off the hook. We have another star of tomorrow in Ray Ray Sanders, and boy, does this guy have a story with the Hollywood Click.
Yeah, it's been an interesting journey over the last couple of weeks. We've seen what's happened. We invite you to go back, check out our previous episodes on all of our social media platforms, including a new area you can check out probably on the bottom of your screen there for where you can find Memphis Wrestling, but he's got to have this story completed soon. This can't go on forever, not with a click.
And if you don't know what we're talking about, take a look.
First and foremost, I just wanted to say that I'm still new. Now, being with the Hollywood Click, I realized after they had jumped me, they were the biggest mistake of my life. I'm here to make things right. As of today, I am officially done with the Hollywood Click.
Ray Sanders! Done with the Hollywood Click officially. Come on.
Come on, guys.
Two on one out here. Colton Cage and Van Vicious. He quits the Hollywood Click. And now they're beating him up for it. Wait a second. Here comes Derek the King. That's right, fans. It's even up. 2-1-2! Where you going, guys? Colton and Van are done. DK's made the save.
Yeah, they're getting the heck out of Dodge.
Van, we gotta take a quick commercial break. Don't you dare go away. Sees it, rings the bell. That is a disqualification. And here we go again. Super kick! DK plants Colton. Let's say it one more. One more. Ducks. Super kick! DK, a pair of super kicks. And there's your winner. And wait just a second. It was by disqualification. But now the attack is on. Van Vicious and Colton Cage absolutely tap dancing all over DK. But here comes Ray Sanders. Pulls Van off. Here we go, face to face. Ray Sanders! With a big shot! And another one! Ray Sanders has Derek King's back too! Derek King! Ray Sanders! Teaming up! Double shoot! And it's a good thing they escaped! Fans, it looks like we've got the team! Of Ray Sanders and Derek King. Fans, don't go away. We're going to try to get a word with DK and Ray when we return.
Welcome
back to ringside. I cannot wait to see Ray Sanders go one-on-one with Colton Cage next week.
Yeah, absolutely. And by the way, we just received a video from the Reverend Ash Taylor, one of the trainees here at the Wrestle Center. What's this about?
I have no idea. Let's find out.
My brothers and sisters, the time has come for you to bow your heads and reach deep down into your pockets, because the righteous path has made its way straight to Memphis, and next week, that very righteous path will bless me and bless you. Praise the Lord as it leads me straight through to the heart of Memphis wrestling. Hallelujah and amen.
Band, you saw earlier in the program, there was a challenge issued and accepted with a slap right to the face. Big John Dalton and Derek the King, one-on-one teacher versus student, happens next week.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I'm excited to see this match, but I'm also worried at the same time because, like you said, teacher versus student. Will the student beat the teacher?
Wow. And if you missed what happened earlier, take a look.
This family turned out pretty great.
The children are getting soft.
You are an emotional sinkhole, and I'm...
I ain't been able to wrestle in a while. And my dad went to the championship wrestling committee and had a waiver signed for me to wrestle.
Well, it definitely appears to be a waiver. Your mom and your dad have both signed it. So what does this mean, Big John Dalton?
Well, I feel like I'm ready to wrestle, and I want my first match to be against my coach, Derek, by God, greater than Great King.
You know, a part of me really loves the spunk on this, but DK, you were just challenged by Big John Dalton.
You know, Mr. Dalton, if you will, I just watched you parade around here, and you challenged me, Derek King. I mean, we've had these things happen before, but if you want to challenge me, I say okay. I'm with it.
Whoa! Wait just a second, Derek! The challenge was accepted, and we will have that match!
John Dalton, are you all right? Fans, welcome back. It is almost main event time. The very first time ever that we'll see Tim Bosby inside a squared circle. He's vying for the Memphis Wrestling Internet Championship.
It's time for the Internet Championship bout that's coming up pretty quick.
Absolutely. Don't you dare go away.
It's time for the Southern Roofing and Renovations Slam of the Week.
Oh my goodness, fans. Warwolf, choke slammed into the coffin! We're running low on time, fans!
Need help? Call Anthony at 901-672-1292. Our next free watch party at Dave & Buster's is AEW Full Gear. Join us Saturday, November 19th. It's free to watch. That's Dave & Buster's Memphis. The Memphis Wrestling Fan of the Week is sponsored by Orion Federal Credit Union. Check out all the ways that Orion is redefining banking at orionfcu.com. Sunday, November 13th is our next live TV taping featuring the finals of the Memphis Trios Tournament. Reserve your seat right now at championshipwrestlingmemphis.com. Thank you to our tag team partners who helped raise money for Ingomar Baseball, HomeServe LLC, Southern Pipe and Supply, Swords Construction, T&M Electrical LLC, Custom Transport, Southern Sun and Construction, American Business Solutions, Galvez Painting LLC, Sequel Electrical Supply, DC Service Tire Town, and New Albany Sign Company.
My name is Timothy Bosby. I train here at the Russell Center. Well, I kind of use that word loosely, because I ain't need much of it. As my coaches will tell you, I'm what you call a freak athlete, a prodigy, if you will. See, I was an all-state amateur wrestler from Cordova High School. I've won tournaments after tournaments after tournaments, then finals after finals after finals. I was the first region champion in 8 years in the school's history. I was the first ever sectional champion in Cordova history. And I was ranked number one in the state of Tennessee in the 220 weight class. So winning is in my blood. Today, I make my debut for Memphis Wrestling. And today, I know you've been doing this for 8 years. I've only been doing this for 5 months. But my talent outweighs your tenure. Just like many times I've done it in Cordova, tonight I make history by winning the internet championship on my first night.
Hey, what are you waiting for? Get out there!
Gentlemen.
Yes, sir. There he is.
Joining me here at the broadcast position is the first ever Memphis Heritage champion, head coach at the Wrestle Center, Alan Steele, and this man coming to the ring right now, Tim Bosby, has one heck of a story, and you heard him just a moment ago, and I can't wait to see him in action. First time ever.
Yeah, he's got a pedigree like anybody else in the class. This guy, Tim, he's a natural man, but he's got a tough one lined up for him right now. And Mr. Zay Washington.
And here he is, the Memphis Wrestling Internet Champion. As I know what you're probably thinking, where is Aaron Roberts in all this? We have asked Aaron Roberts not to be here in the building here today. Aaron Roberts is not allowed inside the Wrestle Center. That's how important this match is. And you alluded to the fact that on day one, Tim Bosby getting an opportunity at Zay Washington's championship. This was a conversation in the locker room where Tim basically asked Zay.
Right.
And Zay, of course, accepted. Might be a little bit of manipulation on Tim's part, but he got the opportunity that he was looking for. Now, let's head to the ring for the official introductions from Terrence Ward.
The following contest is scheduled for one fall with TV time remaining, and it's for the Internet Championship!
Oh, yeah.
Introducing first, the challenger from the Wrestle Center, Tim Bosby!
The Boss with the opportunity of a lifetime.
And introducing next, his opponent, the reigning, defending Memphis Wrestling Internet Champion, Zay Washington!
Without question, one of the most spectacular athletes to ever step foot inside the Wrestle Center has been on fire lately, but he's also had a lot of drama going on with his former Young Goat tag team partner, Aaron Roberts. Maybe he can put that behind him today. He better, because the championship is on the line.
He better focus on what's standing in front of him. And you can see Tim's representing the high school that he went to the state and won. He's like none other, although Zay is one of a kind.
Timothy Bosby, number 2 in the state of Tennessee in amateur wrestling. Multiple victories in his amateur career. You heard him talk all about it just a minute ago, and we start off with some good old-fashioned wrestling, standing side headlock, and you can see the size advantage is definitely going to Tim.
Yeah, he's got a little height. Yes, sir, a little height. Awesome balance. Wrestlers have a base like nobody else, no other athlete, so it's going to be hard to get him off his feet.
Coach Alan Steele joining me here at the broadcast position. I like this version of Alan Steele better than the last version of Alan Steele.
I'm not competing tonight, so.
But I digress.
Look at that.
Big takedown on Zay Washington here. Now tell me about Tim Bosby. I've seen it, but you've seen a lot more than I have, as you stated, grinding it out here at the Wrestle Center.
Yes, sir.
What's so special about Tim Bosby?
You know, there's a saying in wrestling, man, either you got it or you don't. And when Tim walked in on day one, it was pretty easy to see that he's got it.
Yeah.
He's got an advantage over just about everybody he steps in the ring with, just with his years and years of high school and intermediate wrestling.
This guy can tie you up in a pretzel if he wants to.
He'll put you in a knot and make you beg to get out. But we're teaching him the professional wrestling aspect. There we go. He's getting out of that headlock and getting his own.
Nice reversal, and you can see he's using all the leverage as he has left leg back, left leg forward.
There it is.
Easily takes down Zay Washington there. That's just using your leverage and your power and momentum.
Absolutely. He's got that height advantage, so he can bear down and set all of his weight on Zay, make him carry his weight the entire match, hopefully wear him down.
Jim Bosby has been in the ring with Alan Steele, Derek King as trainers, multiple athletes, including Tony Nese from AEW. Not to mention all the amateur wrestling experience. Now, let's talk about Zay Washington for a second here.
Yeah, he's a super special athlete. Zay's the guy that does the type of moves that I can only do on the video game.
Right.
He does flips and flops that I can only dream of. So, not to mention he's sudden. He's solid on his base and fundamentals, too.
Ricky
the Dragon-ish.
The chosen one, Zay Washington. Uh-oh. And wait a second. Now, I know that we mentioned that Aaron Roberts is not allowed inside the building, but we still don't know this guy's name.
Is it Problem Child? That's what it says on his channel. That's Aaron Roberts, right?
We can call him a problem. He's nothing but a problem is exactly what he is. But he's here. Big dropkick from Zay Washington. What a dropkick on Tim Bosby. Almost picked up the victory, and here comes Zay.
So is he out here scouting?
Now wait just a second. We've seen this before.
Hey.
You need to mind your own business. Wait a second. Tim Bosby trying to capitalize. Nice duck. Oh!
There it is. And look, he did what he came to do. He did what he came to do.
Whoever that was came out and made the distraction to where Tim Bosby could be on top. Tim's got Zay exactly where he wants him.
Come on, Tim.
Don't you dare go away. This championship match will continue.
There we go. Get him.
96X is envy. 96X is alternative. 96X is Memphis. And this is the 96X insult of the week.
I hate you, Dustin. I hate the people at home. I hate that little... Ray, I hate Derek King!
Listen live anywhere in the world at 96xmemphis.com. Sunday, November 13th, is our next live TV taping featuring the finals of the Memphis Trios Tournament. Reserve your seat right now at ChampionshipWrestlingMemphis.com. Our next free watch party at Dave & Buster's is AEW Full Gear. Promotional consideration is paid for by the following. Anthony at Southern Roofing and Renovations.
Welcome back to Memphis Wrestling. Once again, I am Dustin Starr, joined here at the broadcast position by head coach at the Wrestle Center, first ever Memphis Wrestling Heritage Champion, Alan Steele, providing some insight as he had a lot to do with the training of our stars of tomorrow, especially Tim Bosby.
Yeah, everybody we've seen so far, I've had a little of my hands on them, just a smidge, but I tell you, this guy stands out, man. It kind of reminds me of an early Kurt Angle that tells you how long I've been doing it.
Wow. We could very well crown a new champion if this match continues the way that it is. Zay Washington in deep trouble ever since. We had a little bit of a distraction at ringside
with
whoever that guy is that comes out with Aaron Roberts. What a chop. Welcome to the wrestling business.
Yes, sir. We don't teach that so much in the training, so that's kind of new to him. Woke him up, I bet.
Another big Irish whip. Kapow! Right into our Kapow turnbuckle. Check him out in Sherwood, Arkansas. Almost a new champion, Alan.
How proud would you be? We're talking about championships. You're the first ever Memphis Wrestling Heritage Champion, and your student in his very first match could become the internet champion.
Yeah, let me tell you, like I said, I don't have any children, but I got a bunch of kids in the back, and he's one of them.
Oh, look at this.
There's that freak athlete right there.
And a kick out.
Yeah, yes, he's worked on. Oh, yes, sir.
Oh, another big backbreaker. Slammed him so hard, might have hurt his own knee. There's the cover. New champion in the works.
It's hard to flip and flop when your back is inflamed. Keep working on him, Tim. I hate to be biased, but I'm looking for a new champ tonight.
Well, if we thought that you were going to be calling it straight down the middle, there's no way, especially after what we've seen from you in the past.
This is true. This is very true.
Snap suplex from the boss. There's the cover, forearm in the face to boot. Tell the fans at home what that forearm to the face means.
Forearm to the face is just a little bit of, hey, I gotcha. He's getting a little cocky maybe right now in the match. He's feeling good about himself. It's kind of a little arrogant.
And it's jawbone just, right underneath the ear.
It's pain, man. You know, it's different when you just cover a guy, but when you put your knee or your forearm in his face.
Check out Tim Bosby.
We really don't want to throw punches.
Oh, wait a second. Nice counter. What a kick. Went for that neck breaker.
Here we go.
Big German suplex.
Here we go. Hold on to him. Give him another one.
Rolling Germans. There's two. Tim Bosby on fire.
Oh, he's got the rope. He's got the rope, ref.
Zay Washington trying to fight out of those German suplexes and does so, but not after taking three of them. Big elbow from Bosby.
Uh-oh, here we go.
There's the release, German suplex.
Out.
This could be it. Tim Bosby could make history. One, two.
Oh.
Both of us at the desk are standing on our feet.
Are you kidding me right now?
And
that
you can
wasn't
see
free?
The reaction from Tim Bosby. He thought he had it. The straps are coming down,
oh,
Alan.
It's time. Time to go to another gear. We switch the gear at the Wrestle Center.
Here we go. Ripcord. Pele kick from Zay Washington. Just levels Tim Bosby. Referee David Knight. Administering a 10 count. We don't want to see this match end in a double count out.
No way, no way. We can't. This cannot end in a count out. Come on, guys. Here's where you got to suck it up. This is all the grinding, the blood, the sweat, the tears. This is where you take it to that next level.
What an opportunity. What a title defense. Will the chosen one retain his internet championship? Or will the boss make history and become the champion in his very first match?
Come on, Tim.
Zay says bring it on. A little bit of talking. Knife edge chop.
Be careful what you ask for.
He's in the moment, Alan. I don't know if I'd go toe-to-toe like this.
That one looked a little high.
Holding his own. Blocked by Zay.
Smart. Very smart. Let's get that experience, Edge.
Big forearm shots landing flush.
Uh-oh. Crossroads. No.
Big knee from Zay Washington.
See that flexibility he has.
It can hit you from anywhere.
That's right.
Wait a second. Block that. Looked like Tim was going for something there. Blocked. Going for the cutter.
Uh-oh. Rolling. Are we getting a rolling German? Nope.
Oh, head first into the buckle. Another great counter. Tick for tack, counter by counter. Who wants it more?
Catch his catch, can't.
Springboard. Oh, into a cutter.
No.
Zay Washington hits it.
Come on, Tim.
This
Come
might be
Tim.
It.
Come on, Tim.
Yes. Kicks out. That's the voice of Alan Steele cheering on his trainee.
Hunker down. Come on, Tim.
Tim Bosby and Zay Washington. And what could be a match of the year candidate.
That's an early prediction, but I don't think it's a wrong one.
Zay Washington going for the 450, it appears.
This might be it. If he hits this, it's over.
Oh, he missed!
Well, wait a second. Zay landed on his feet.
No.
Tim Bosbian, look behind him.
He landed on his feet, Tim. Turn around. Landed on his feet.
Trying to communicate with Tim.
I think Zay
Washington is playing possum.
He's making a big
wait
mistake.
Wait a second. One. And that's it.
I knew it.
Here is your
wow!
Still Memphis Wrestling Internet Champion,
Zay Washington.
I knew it.
What a victory for Zay Washington!
Hey, man, at the Wrestle Center, we don't lose. You win or you learn. We take the L, but that stands for learning. And here, look at this sportsmanship. This is exactly what we teach.
Fans are standing, and wait a second, man.
Ain't no way that's going down like that.
Alan Steele puts the headset down. After we don't get a handshake, fans, we are running low on time, but we're going to stay with it as long as we can. Here we go, face to face. Coach Alan Steele saying, get in the ring and shake Zay Washington's hand. Disappointment, but did the right thing. Great sportsmanship there. Ladies and gentlemen, and still Memphis Wrestling Internet Champion. And wait a second, we just snubbed Alan. Fans, we're all out of time. I am Dustin Starr saying so long, everybody.